what's happening in Fribourg? I mean, what's happening specifically, I should say, between the 16th and the 25th of July, I'll tell you, is the Fribourg International Film Festival. And I'm joined on the line by the artistic director of the festival, Thierry Jobin. Thierry, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you on air with us again. Tell us a little bit about the festival this year. What's going on?
The festival in Cannes or in Fribourg?
Oh, the good question, because I know you're linking up to Cannes, right? But tell us what's happening in Fribourg. Tell us what's going on with the FIF.
There will be a real festival, presential one, not online. And we hope that the public will be there, you know. Mm. It's always my fear before the festival. My question is, will the program interest anybody? And and I hope so.
The pressure's on you as the artistic director to have got lots of films that will interest everybody. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, true. You know, because after all, it's my taste and the taste of my artistic team. And we don't know. But, you know, we are kids. We are just selecting movies like kids. Exactly the way we are looking for the films who are creating the feelings we had the first time we went in cinema. So we don't have a taste for a specific genre. We don't want only art house movies to screen. We also try to balance the art house with some commercial movies, but real special commercial movies, because they are coming from, I don't know, China, South Korea, Mexico, etc. You know, Fribourg is just a place where I am trying to do something different that I had when I was a journalist and was going in festivals, because I was bored at one point that in festivals you only have art house. Mm. And I'm trying to create a festival where if you come only one day and see four movies, you don't see two times the same thing. You know, every film in Fribourg is very different from each other. So I hope that the public will enjoy it, you know.
So you're, as you mentioned, you're in Cannes at the moment, going off, looking at more movies, watching so many movies per year. Is there a formula for a good movie?
Oh, if there was one, everybody would do the same. It's a good point that there is no formula, because cinema is completely reinventing itself all the time. I don't feel like Jean-Luc Godard said, it's the end of cinema. I think it's only the beginning, and a very small beginning. We have so many things to do with images. And, you know, when I watch 2,000 movies a year, of course, I don't watch them all the way, because otherwise it would take 10 years to watch every one of them. But after 10 minutes, I would say, you can feel if there is something. And if I should say that there is a formula, maybe it's the heart of the film. The heart of the film is something very difficult to describe. Mm. Maybe it's something like, I don't know. You know, when you feel that somebody just created something with everything he had. Or she had.
Yeah, poured their soul into it somewhat. Here's a question for you, though. As someone that goes and watches these movies and watching them in person, we now obviously have the opportunity to stream so many movies in the comfort of our own home. So what, according to you, what is the argument for still going out and watching them in these communal spaces? Why are you so pro-cinema?
Just listen, for example, we will screen Blue Velvet by David Lynch, you know, which is a classical movie chosen by our guest Etienne Dao. Okay, you watch Blue Velvet at home. It's perfect. Like, the film is good, you know, but the film is not a film is not only a film. A film is different in every single viewer. And when you go in a cinema, as we will do for watching Blue Velvet, together with other people that you don't know, and you feel their feelings, you know, and this is the experience of cinema. The experience of cinema is not watching something on TV, in my opinion, even if, you know, you can have some pleasure. But the pleasure of laughing, crying, screaming with everybody around you, and then maybe talking, it's like sharing emotions with people you don't know. It's fantastic.
It's nice that you mentioned that there's a little David Lynch movie in there and as one of the highlights. We've been asking people this morning for their favourite movies and people have been sending in their favourite movies. Mulholland Drive was mentioned, so I know that we've got some David Lynch fans out there listening. Have you got any other great highlights for us of note for this year?
Yeah, I'm so proud that Guillermo del Toro, you know Guillermo del Toro, just won the Oscar with... La Forme de l'eau in French, Shape of Water. Mm-hmm. He accepted, even if he's in post-production in Hollywood, he accepted to make a conference online from Hollywood for the people in Fribourg. It will not be streamed. You have to be there to ask also questions to Guillermo. Because I created a section about Mexican cinema, I asked 43 Mexican creators, filmmakers, to name the three best movies ever made in Mexico. Because we don't know about Mexico anything but Narcos, you know?
Sure, but
Mexican cinema is something completely different. You have Luis Buñuel and the Surrealism, of course, and things like that. And when I created this panel, they name so many people we don't know here in Europe, and I thought it's a shame, you know. Who is Roberto Gavaldon? Who is Ruben Gámez? These guys are named like 3-4 times by the panel of their colleagues, you know. And I said to myself, okay, let's ask Guillermo, which is the greatest film lover, I think, among the community of filmmakers in Mexico. Could he tell us some stories about these guys we don't know? And it will be a great moment on Sunday 18th around 8 p.m.
Fab.
You want other things? Because we have so many.
I know that we're going to run out of time soon, so I'm going to give the website. It's fiff.ch, F-I-F-F.ch for the Fribourg International Film Festival. And I've lined up, because Thierry joined us for Choose a Tune a few weeks ago, I've lined up the song by La Galle that you chose for one of your tracks, which was, I think it was a Wednesday track to get you over the sort of midweek hump at the time. So I'm going to ask you to introduce that for us, but I also just want you to explain why you chose La Galle as well for one of your tracks.
Yeah, I just want to add something for our English people who are listening to us, that most of the films in Fribourg are subtitled in English.
Great.
It's very important. Okay.
Thank you.
So La Galle, it was for a carte blanche called Diaspora that I invented 10 years ago. The idea is to ask somebody coming from far away to show us the movies talking about their countries. And I choose La Galle because I wanted somebody interesting in the new hip-hop scene in Switzerland. La Galle is coming from Lebanon, and I thought it was a good moment. It's always a good moment for Lebanon, obviously, and unfortunately, but it was a good moment to bring Lebanon again on the screens with La Galle. La Galle is cool. Her real name is Karine Guignard. She grew up in Lausanne. And she is pretty much committed, you know. She has really something to say. It's not the case, sorry for them, for every hip-hop singer in Switzerland. But she is really strong. She is like, when you see her on stage, it's like seeing Sigourney Weaver in Alien, you know, acting as Ripley. She is like a fighter.
Very powerful.
Yeah, you will hear that in the song, Petrodollar.
I love it. So we're going to listen to this track now. That's another special guest at the Fribourg International Film Festival. Thierry Jobin, thanks so much for telling us about what's going on between the 16th and the 25th of July. Get yourself to Fribourg and go and check out some of those movies. The full programme is on fiff.ch. Thierry, thanks so much.
Whoa. Thank you so much, Kat. You did it.